Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, November 28th, 2023. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Again, the only place where you get trends, trendsjournal.com, history before it happens. So on the equity markets, it's the Santa Claus rally. It happened. Nannarino said it would, and he was right. We had forecast the markets would go up this year. Over 16%, the S&P, and they have. We called a down hit in September and October. We thought it would go down in December. We got that one not right, but Mannarino got it right. So you don't get it all right all the time, but we got it right most of the time. And gold prices, well, they're down a bit today, but they're still over that 2,000 mark. And as we say, wait till you see some of your top trends for 2024. That are coming out on January 3rd, just a couple of days from now. Top trends, that's right. And gold in years is going to be one of them. And oil prices today are down. They're down, like Brent crude's back down to the $78 a barrel because they think they settled everything over there in the Red Sea and everything's going to be fine. But you know what that is. That's
warning, warning, bullshit alert.
That's right. A lot going on. And again, one of our top trends for 2023 was Middle East meltdown. We're the only ones that called it, and now it's melting down big time. So let's go back to the economy and what's going on. The dominant dollar faces competition. And this is from the Wall Street Journal today. Yeah, no kidding. One of your top trends with the Trends Journal cover was death of the dollar. This is just the beginning of it. Number one, when interest rates go down, dollar goes down, gold prices go up. Number two, a lot of countries have had it with America, the warmongering country of the world that backs the second warmongering country of the world, Israel. Yep. How many people are they slaughter? The numbers, depending on who you're looking at, it's almost 30,000 Palestinians now. That includes the ones that are dead and buried that they can't get out. So China, India, Iran, a number of countries, they don't want to trade, buy oil, the petrodollar, bye-bye. And when the petrodollar goes, that's going to be the end of the dollar. Very important, but again, we warned you about this. The cover's there to prove it, and we're the only ones that said it. And why are consumers downbeat but spending anyway? This is an article in the Wall Street Journal today. The University of Michigan reported on December 22nd that the index of consumer sentiment is 69.7 in December. That's up from November. But it's below when the COVID war began in February 2020 at 71.8. And now, again, it's 69.7. So consumers aren't that happy, but they're spending. And then the Labor Department, they keep saying inflation's going down. The prices that are up across the board, many areas are still staying up. Look what the housing prices keep going up. So the Labor Department measure of consumer prices, you ready? Was 19% higher in November than it was before the pandemic hit. It wasn't a fucking pandemic. It was a scamdemic brought to you by the World Health Organization. The World Whore Organization, WHO. Yep. They called it a pandemic in March of 2020 when 4,219 people were allegedly dead from the coronavirus out of the 8 billion over the course of 2 months, You're talking 4,000 people over 8 billion, and you're calling it what is that, 2,000 a month? Well, fucking people died tripping around the world So they keep calling it a pandemic, and I'm mentioning this because this is the way history is being rewritten. Bus stations keep shutting down. This is another Wall Street Journal article. Way over here. Ridership collapsed during the pandemic. During the fucking lockdowns by scumbags who made up the fucking shit. Stay home. Again, wrote about it in detail as it was happening. But they called it a pandemic. No, not the pandemic. The pricks, and I can't say the other word, that locked down the fucking country or in a country near you. Kill the busing system, because what they don't mention in the Wall Street Journal, how about the Wall Shit Journal now, is that, hey, office occupancy rate is only 50% according to Castle Systems. Office vacancy rates are around 20%. So people aren't going back to work. They're working from home. So you don't need to take the bus. And it busts the buses. But we won't talk about that. What else do we have here? Banking turmoil is playing out at smallest lenders across U.S. Huh. No shit. Blow me away. Talked about the office building bust. Nope, don't mention it in here either. Let's not talk about it. One of your top trends, you better get it, relates to this, has to do with the banksters. November 3rd. You ready? Electric vehicles lose momentum in the U.S. Yep. Going to be one of your top trends for 2023. And Joe Duran will be doing that one, the technocracy champ. And he's doing another one on that too, on technocracy. Ready? Lionsgate to spin out studio in $4.6 billion deal. AstraZeneca to buy Grassl Biotechnologies at only at $1.2 billion. And Sumitomo to acquire Singapore insurer. Yeah. Only for $3.47 billion. I mention this because the bigs are getting bigger. All we are plantation workers of slave land here. They're buying up everything. Buying up everything. And now on to the Israel war. It's disgusting that there's no outrage. I admire the people that are doing everything they can to stop this. And of course, we are too. And you donate to Occupy Peace. And, you know, we're making it happen as much as we possibly can. Israel intensifies push into central Gaza camps. Isn't that a nice language? This is, again, from the Wall Shit Journal. Is the Wall Shit Journal, the toilet paper record, the New York slime, and one of the people on YouTube gave me this name, the Washington Post. I forgot what it was, but it's crap. Israel intensifies push into central Gaza camps. Camps? What camps? Remember they told everybody to leave the north? Oh, yeah, get out of the north. We're going to bomb you now anywhere you are. And Israel intends push into central Gaza camps. How about mass murder and destruction? And please share this, because we're doing everything we can. How about mass murder and destruction? Civilians flee to find safety in packed areas. Yeah, isn't that nice? We're not stopping, Netanyahu says. And then his Israeli forces are going to keep striking continuously in the Gaza Strip, said General Herzi Halevi, adding that it would continue whether it takes a week or months. Keep slaughtering people. We're going to keep doing it. Oh, remember the bullshit? We're doing this to get Hamas. Hey, fuckface, you're bombing the fucking shit out of every place, and you tell me you're doing this to get Hamas? Who are you talking to? You're doing this to get the land, just like you stole all the other land. Here. Toilet paper record. You ready? Israeli officials threaten to take war to a second front. How about official pieces of shit? As Israel pounded targets in Gaza Strip, what targets? What fucking targets are you talking about? What targets are you talking about? People's houses? No, hospitals. How about schools? Maybe some mosques. But this is the propaganda, and that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We give you the facts while these little fucking war whores put out their little prostitutes that put out for their corporate pimps and government oil masters. Israeli pounded targets and Gaza Strip targets, killing, slaughtering people from air and sea on Wednesday. A member of the country's cabinet threatened action on a second front along the border with Lebanon. Yep. I say to our friends around the world, the situation in the northern border necessitates change, the war cabinet member Benny Gantz said. To our friends, fuck you. Fuck you. You're a murderous prick. Friends, you mean other murderous bastards, scumbags like you? Tensions rose even higher this week after Iran accused Israel, not accused Israel, Israel did it, of killing Brigadier General Rassi Mousavi, a senior advisor. Yep. Representative of the Revolutionary Guard said they threatened retaliation against Israel. Yep. Israel could kill anybody that they want, anywhere that they want, in any country that they want, like the United States. They're great allies that keep sending the weapons and the money to keep slaughtering people. Hey, America didn't slaughter enough in Iraq, didn't get close to enough in Afghanistan. Hey, did a pretty good job, though, in Vietnam. Only 3.5 million. Oh, and all the American soldiers that died, only about 60,000. Over 250,000 wounded and millions out of their mind. Facing Israeli troops and destruction, yet vowing to survive. Again, that is the propaganda. Facing Israeli troops and destruction? How about death and destruction, toilet paper record? Almost all the residents of Jenin, a more than 70-year-old refugee camp, 70-year-old refugee camp where they stole the fucking land from the people illegally and put them in a refugee camp. They're only Palestinians. They don't count. The 70-year-old refugee camp turned neighborhood in Israeli occupied West Bank. Occupied West Bank, stolen fucking land. Stolen fucking land, but we'll call it occupied. And we can steal anything we want. We're the chosen people. Only a handful who remained, few dared, ventured out into the street. Blah, 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 blah. October 7th is forcing Israelis to rethink their identity. Again, toilet paper record. For now, the assault has unified the Israeli society to a degree that felt inconceivable on October 6th. Remember, Hamas came in on October 7th. When Israelis were deeply divided by Mr. Netanyahu's efforts to reduce the power of the courts. How about calling it a judicial reform, huh? Power of the courts, but they don't. Yeah. 39 weeks of protests. But again, this is all forgotten and barely mentioned. Throughout the year, Israel leaders warned of a civil war. That's right. A civil war was going on in Israel before this happened. Israelis of all stripes found common cause in what they saw as an existential fight for Israel's future. Since then, they have been collectively stung by international criticism of Israel's retaliation of Gaza. Yep. Stung? You mean the slaughtering and destruction of people? But anyway, they united. They all united, and that was the cover of your Trends Journal. When all else fails, they take you to war. We knew this was going to happen. We said it was going to happen, and it happened. People couldn't stand Netanyahu. They couldn't stop these protests. And again, not my data. The data that came out, Israel knew this thing was going to happen and they ignored it. Israel's goal of no Hamas shows doubts. Yeah, no shit. Yep. And then this arrogant, slob-dressed Fetterman from Pennsylvania says, again, on Fox, Fox only puts on war hawks because they're foxed up, man. Yeah. In light of increased criticism from Democrats, Fetterman has stated that he no longer considers himself a progressive. What progressive? Especially when considering his support for Israel. Again, this is from Fox. Quote, "I grieve and it's awful, the incredible civilian deaths and suffering," he said. "It's awful. War is hell, as they say." You ready? "But only one side has used civilians as human shields. This is the fucking shithead. This is the fucking slob spewing out this crap. Who the fuck are you talking to? Human shields. You're bombing buildings. You're bombing refugee camps. You're bombing hospitals, schools, and mosques. And this is the lies that they sell. And you should go to hell, because you will. You will, you murderous bastard. Hey, hey, big fat man. Hey, slob boy. You want to support Israel? You're a tough guy. Go over there and fight, or shut your fucking mouth. All you people that support the slaughter of innocent Palestinians, go over there and fight. And fuck you scumbags who call me an anti-Jew or an anti-Semite. I'm anti-murderous wars. And that's why I launched Occupy Peace. So fuck off. And they're not Semites. The Palestinians are. Not Netanyahu, not Ben-Gurion, not all the people leading Israel. They're Ashkenazis. Yeah, N-A-Z-I at the end. In light of increased criticism from Democrats, Fetterman has stated that he's no longer considered himself a progressive, right? Hamas must be destroyed. Gaza must be demilitarized. Hey, fuck you. Who do you at least say this? Who the fuck are you to say this? Who the fuck are you? I'll tell you who I am. I'm one of the crime syndicate. All right? That morons and imbeciles call a government. Wars and military conflicts. Israel tanks push deeper into central Gaza town. Airstrike kills 20 in south. Oh, the south? Didn't you tell the people they had to get out of the north? Hey, how many people did Russia kill in Ukraine yesterday? Israeli tanks advance deep into, this is Reuters. After days of relentless bombing that forced tens of thousands of already displaced Palestinian families to flee in a new exodus. Oh no, they're human shields. They're fleeing and getting bombed. And this fuckface, that slob boy, says that bullshit. And that's the bullshit they all put out there. Further south, Israel struck the areas around a hospital. Oh, yeah. Israeli airstrike later on Thursday killed 20 Palestinians and wounded 55 in Rafah, a major town near Gaza, southern border with Egypt. Palestinian health officials said 210 people were confirmed killed in Israel strikes in the past 24 hours. Isn't that great? Over 150,000 people, young children, women carrying babies, people with disabilities and the elderly have nowhere to go, says the UN organization, UNRWA. You hear that, Fetterman, or is it Fetterfuck? Thursday morning, from warplanes and tanks near the Amal Hospital. Yep, bombs away at the hospital. Yep. The Palestinian Red Crescent, which runs the hospital and has its headquarters nearby, said 10 Palestinians were killed and 12 wounded. One bombardment there. Yeah, this is, hey, Fetterman, virtually all of Gaza's 2.3 million residents have been driven from their homes at least once and many several times. Only a handful of hospitals still function, according to Reuters. And again, one thing after another. Gazans squeezed into south face danger and desperate conditions. But this is the lies that they keep selling. Human shields. How can your people vote for these slime balls? I'll tell you why. We're a bunch of cowards and we don't fight. We like shittiots. Yeah. Politicians, bureaucrats, and mainstream media, and celebrities, shittiots. South Gaza could lose its hospital, World Health Organization says. Got that, fetterfuck? Gaza's squeak. Yeah, I did that one. And then great news, great news. U.S. announces $250 million on package for Ukraine. Yeah, keep that murder going. And then there's a story, front page story. 60 days of migration chaos in New York City. Blinken boy seeks Mexico's help to slow surge. You think about this. Killing people all over the world, spending nearly over a trillion when you put in the security agencies, over $1 trillion defense budget, and you can't stop fucking people from coming into the country, flooding into the country. This never happened before. It was that scumbag prick, another warmongering fuck, LBJ, LB Jerkoff, Johnson, that allowed the immigration thing to happen. Because guys my age, we're all getting drafted, and they needed people in here to go to work. That's why they lowered it. And now look at it. Before that happened, it was very hard to come into America. Not anymore. And you know why they want all these people come in? For more cheap labor. Because the bigs own everything. You go to Home Depot, you go to anywhere you go, you hear these things. If you need a job and could work and make shit money, come on over here. So that's where we're at. So thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a very, very happy New Year. Felice anno nuovo. And let's make it a happy New Year. United we stand, divided we die. We must unite for peace, or else we're going to die for war. Your top trends will be out next week. So remember to subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. The grand total of $2.86 a week. The Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. The toilet paper record, the New York Times, $4 a day. Oh, I remember the other one, Washington Compost. Yeah, that's all it is. So thank you for giving me that name to use. Ciao, ciao, arrivederci.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him. Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
Been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you're absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.